Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
November the 11th, 2018 marks 100 years since the end of World War I. Nationally and locally, this anniversary is being marked in a variety of ways. Jan Moore went to speak to Eleanor Whitehead from the Histon and Impington Village Society to find out about their unique archive and how they're commemorating the anniversary.
Well, in 2013, Neil Davis asked me, because I hold the Village Society archive, could I compile all the photographs to do with World War I for the Cambridge County Council archive? So I did exactly that. And then he looked at it and he said, oh, could you do a talk on it? And I did. And then Geoffrey asked me, said, could you do a book on it? And I have. And then I was asked to sort of coordinate any of the activities to do with the commemoration project. And that was about 3 years ago.
So
this is one of the major projects that
right.
is happening.
So what we have here now is a remarkable DVD and a book, because what's remarkable about it is the fact that you've got recordings.
Ah.
So tell me about the recordings, because you've got recordings made, when were they made?
1979 to 1980
yes.
by Dr. Alfred Peacock, who,
right.
although he was based at York University, he was actually a local lad.
Okay.
And that, again, was a villager, John Hopkin, who knew Dr. Alfred Peacock very well. And he began to talk about his uncle's letters home from the First World War. And we just felt that it would be lovely to have more than just a book
yes.
about the home front, but have some input about the 392 people who actually had to serve.
Yes.
And then, as a sideline, we discovered that someone had transcribed all the recordings Dr. Peacock had made in 2001 or two. They were based at York. It's the York Oral History. And sure enough, they let us have the local tapes and the local transcripts. And it just seemed obvious that those memories went into this presentation.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It's incredible. And it's unnerving. Because people go, that's my dad.
Oh.
Or that's my granddad.
Yes.
You know, or better still, I didn't know that was his true name.
So you've uncovered all sorts of skeletons in closets
yes,
and things.
In fact, I discovered something yesterday about a photograph, a pre-First World War photograph of a young man that I could not place. You know when you can... Mm. I could not place him, and I found no other photographs after the First World War. And I've realised, as of yesterday, it's a chap called Percy Molan. And when I put my thumb across his head, because I've only ever seen him with hats on.
Oh.
And he has that Molan twinkle in the eye, which still goes through the family today. And it's really odd, but that's been years and years of, who is that man?
Yes.
Why do I know him?
So people are going to be able to come along and actually see this and be part of all of this in the village, aren't they? So tell me about what's going on there.
Well, there are two performances. The 9th and 10th of November, starting 7:30 at St Andrew's Centre, which is School Hill in Histon.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets are £4. The presentation is about an hour. There's narration. There are people reading newspaper accounts written at the time. There are people reading letters from those who served. And they're all local people who are grandchildren, great-nephews and nieces of those that serve. So they're all contributing.
It's all direct,
it's all direct.
And gosh.
Yeah, it's rather lovely. And we've got just about photographs of everybody who's featured. We've got music. We've got sound effects. So although it is an amateur presentation, it's been beautifully put together by our sound man, Geoffrey Smallwood, mm-hmm. and Steve Newman, who's put the pictures and the sound together, and it's pretty good. I don't get bored, and I wrote it.
But, I mean, what a wonderful thing for the local community to be able to come along and remember the people that went from Histon and Impington to serve, but also the people that were back here supporting them and were serving here.
Yeah, actually. I mean, that's why the Village Society published a book about how people survived back home here.
Yes.
While their men and one lady
Yes, I was
away.
Amazed that you were saying earlier on that there's a woman that
Yes.
went. What was she doing?
May Christmas started off as a voluntary aid detachment nurse at the hospital here, which was based at the Furs at the time, the Furs surgery.
Yes.
And by 1916, she realised that she would like to help elsewhere. She was sent down to Plymouth, where she helped nurse all the Somme chaps that got back, were shipped back. And then she was shipped out to France in 1917, and really she stayed there until 1919, looking after the casualties.
That's just incredible, isn't
it? Yeah. She was an incredible lady, actually, because she was fairly mature. I think she was 34 at the start of the war. She married at the end of the war to a young man who was quite badly damaged, I think. He predeceased her, and then within a few years, on her own, she emigrated to Australia. And she died in Australia when she was 89. Quite a lady.
Yes.
You know, quite someone.
Well, if you've gone out and served in the First World War, nothing is going to phase you at all, is it? Absolutely.
No.
So I think this is just an extraordinary project. So people can buy tickets. Will they be able to come along on the day?
Yes, definitely.
Or
but
not,
otherwise, church office and the library, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, and I can't give you the exact details of the Village Society contact, but I'll give them to you later.
So if any of our listeners are tempted to come along or perhaps know about Histon or were from Histon
Look
themselves,
up the Histon and Impington Village Society website.
That will tell
It'll
them all.
All there.
Yes, but what an amazing thing to come to come along to, and what an incredible piece of work. But I spied as I came in that you had an awful lot of poppies in your garden, but they weren't growing.
No, they are in plant box, mounted in plant box.
So what are you going to do with those?
Well, a year ago, a workshop, mostly based, made of WI ladies, started chopping recycled 1 litre plastic bottles up, shaping them, spraying them, and making one poppy for every resident that served.
Gosh. So how many was that?
392 so far.
Wow.
The original Roll of Honour, as we call it,
yes,
had 242 people. We thought we'd update it.
Yes.
And as I say, we've now got to 392. There may be more.
Yes.
But we, you know, it's taken us 3 years to get that number together. And we've got about 65, 66 photographs of those chaps. So there's a few more that we'd like to add, but, you know, people can send them in if they know that
their relative
serves. Yeah,
yes.
From Histon and Impington.
Wonderful. Well, it's just extraordinary. What an amazing piece of work. And it's going to be quite an evening, isn't it, I think,
to be part of that.
It really will
And the
be.
Roll of Honour that's been done will get dedicated at St Andrew's Church, 9 o'clock on the 11th.
On the 11th, yes.
And the poppies will be out with everything else on display at Memorial Corner during the remembrance service.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on. What I also would like to mention is the IVC contribution to this. Dan Mace and Cedric Foster got together with Impington Village College and the Visual Arts Department, and some sixth formers volunteered to design and make banners. These banners will be mounted on every street where residents served. And they are fantastic. They really are fantastic. And they're inspired by a poem by Lawrence Binyon.
Wow, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for telling us about it. And I hope that you're going to get some of our listeners coming along. And
it would be nice, especially those who live in Cambridge, but actually they know their relatives lived in Liston and Impington and served.
Yes, wonderful. Well, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming and talking to us.
And that book, DVD and tickets that Eleanor mentioned there are available via the Histon and Impington Village Society website. All donations for the DVD are going to the Royal Anglian Regiment. And if you want to go to that event live, it's on the 9th and 10th of November at 7:30 in the St Andrews Centre at School Hill in Histon. And we've got another look at the 100th anniversary of the end of the Great War tomorrow at this time. In fact, we'll have some live music as well, we think, from Les Ray and Deirdre Murphy. So that is tomorrow. Right now, though, it is 8:44.
Cambridge 105.